What's your dog's name? Hello and welcome. Welcome to Input English. Today we rejoin Bobby, who's in the backyard with Oscar. At the moment, Oscar is doing whatever he's doing in the yard. He's exploring and sniffing and trying to learn what's going on in the yard using his powerful sense of smell. So Oscar is entertaining himself in the yard. Bobby is fascinated with a praying mantis that he has found toward the back of the yard, next to the back fence. And he was very focused on this praying mantis, which was about 3 inches long. As Bobby watched this praying mantis, it barely moved. He took a blade of grass and touched it with the grass, and it didn't really do anything. It just kind of stared at him. Nothing happened. It didn't run away. He was expecting, since it's an insect, he expected it to escape and run away or maybe fly away, but he was surprised. He pushed it with the blade of grass and nothing happened. The praying mantis did nothing. It was about this time that he heard a little voice say, "What's your dog's name?" Well, Bobby didn't know anyone was around him. It was just him and the praying mantis. Oscar wasn't around, and Oscar can't talk. So where's this voice coming from, asking about his dog? So he looked up. He was surprised to hear the question. He looked up and he looked at the fence, and through the fence he could see a little girl. And as he looked at her, he stood up and took a step or two in her direction. She said, "I'm Hannah. What's your dog's name?" So far, Bobby has said nothing. He was so surprised at all of this, he needed to gather himself up and figure out what to say. So he said the only thing he could think of, "Oscar." The awkwardness of the conversation got a lot better as Hannah explained that she and her family were moving into that house and that this was their first day in the house. She explained that her parents are busy moving in and unloading boxes, and she was sent out to the backyard to play. Most of her stuff is still packed, so she was trying to entertain herself when she caught sight of Bobby. As Bobby talked to Hannah, he started realizing that she was interested in Oscar and that he had an opportunity to show her what Oscar could do. He explained that Oscar can fetch, and then said, "Wait, I'll show you." He ran across the yard and picked up the red ball and the frisbee and brought them back to the back fence. He then called Oscar, who came promptly. He said, "Watch this." He threw the red ball and Oscar took off immediately. Oscar brought the ball back most of the way, but then he sat down and started chewing on it. When Bobby called him, he brought it the rest of the way back so that the demonstration could continue. They went through their routine. He showed Oscar's ability to fetch. He then showed Oscar's ability to catch. And then the big deal. Can Oscar catch a frisbee on the fly? Can he snatch it out of the air? So Oscar was in front of him. He waved the Frisbee back and forth. Oscar's head went back and forth trying to follow the Frisbee. And then he said, "Catch it." And he sailed the Frisbee. Oscar took off, but the throw was a little low, so it hit the ground before he could get to it. And Oscar did his usual snatching the Frisbee out of the air while it was still flying. This was fun because now he has another audience. He has Hannah to impress with all these tricks that Oscar can do. As Hannah and Bobby talked, she informed him that she too was 8 years old. They had moved into the new house during the summer because her parents didn't want to have her change schools during the school year. She told him that she would be starting the third grade the same as him. We don't know what class they'll be in. They might even be in the same class together. It's possible. We just don't know. As they talked, Hannah informed Bobby that she takes ballet lessons once a week and that she is learning to dance ballet. She also has started playing the violin, and she explained that she has a half-size violin that's the right size for her hand, so she's learning to play the violin. That's a class once a week, and they use the Suzuki method. The back fence between the 2 yards had no gate. It's just a fence. So in order for one child to go into the yard of the other, they would have to walk around the block. Bobby thought, we kind of need a gate here, don't we? He didn't say anything, but he was thinking it would have been much better if we had a gate. And of course, Bobby knew he could climb over the fence, but he didn't ask Hannah to climb over the fence. Soon, we heard a voice from further up in the yard. It was Hannah's mother saying, "Hannah, where are you?" "I'm over here, Mom," she said. Soon, Hannah's mother arrived near the children and started talking to Hannah. She said, "It's time for lunch. Who's your friend?" "Oh, this is Bobby, and that's Oscar." Hannah's mother said, "Good to meet you. I'm Hannah's mom." So now the introductions were made, and Hannah's mom looked at Oscar maybe a little suspiciously. And she turned to Bobby and said, "Oscar looks like a nice dog." Bobby says, "Yes, he can catch things that I throw and bring them back." Hannah's mom said, "Does he ever bite anybody?" Bobby said, "No, he would never bite anybody." "Well, he might bite a bad person defending us, but he's not going to bite any kids in the neighborhood, no." Hannah's mom smiled broadly. "That's good to hear." With that, Hannah and her mom went back to the house because it was time for lunch. It was also time for Bobby to get some lunch, so he headed back to his house. As he walked back to the house, he was thinking, this is interesting. Another kid in the neighborhood. Somebody to play with. This is going to be fun. That's the end of this episode. We've introduced you to Hannah. In the next episode, Hannah's mom invites Bobby over for lunch and to play at Hannah's house. I invite you to join us in future videos. I also appreciate comments below and, of course, like and subscribe to the channel. That's it for today. All the best. Bye.